Then dalit on the afterwards. Bam. Let's start from. Vatizbara. Okay, we're up to Vatizbara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. Vatizbara. The most question is this logical? Is it logical to suggest that the machlokes in Remeir and Yehuda revolves around the issue of if it's called a kosher mechitza, if this is called a kosher mechitza for a sukkah? How can you say, Rishol, could I guess you a Torah? Could we ask you to go on mute? Rishol Lehman?
Yeah.
Frag the Gemara Vatizbara, is it logical to suggest that the way we're going to answer the Braisa is to say that the Machloikis between the Bimeir and Bimeir and Yehuda, if you're allowed to put a, if you're allowed to make a wall in Oil Arai, on, if you're allowed to make an Oil Arai on Yom Tif, is totally in this machlokes here about having an animal stand be a wall for a sukkah. According to one opinion, you're allowed to use an animal as a wall, and according to the other opinion, you're not. And we want to go take this machlokes by the laws of sukkah. If an animal is valid to be a fourth a wall, that machlokes is an animal valid to be a wall will result in the sugya if you're allowed to erect an oil arai. And what was the lamdis? The lamdis was, if you hold that an animal is not allowed to be a wall, it doesn't work. Oh, it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, so it's nothing. So such a type of thing you're allowed to erect on Shabbos. But if you learn that an animal is allowed to be a wall, so that means it's choshev, so then he holds, that man d'amar will hold that you are not allowed to erect an oil arai. So the Gemara says this doesn't make any sense. Vatizbara. Eilo, the Sham Lilam, whether may it say that you are permitted to go, you put an animal there, behema. The only time Rabbi Meir says that an animal is not a valid wall, it's nothing, it's nonsense, is when it comes to an animal. Because an animal is going to escape, an animal is not going to be willing to stay put for a very long period of time. Therefore, that's, but when a person, and therefore what was the lamdas, since it's not a kosher wall, so therefore you're allowed to put it up. That type of oil arai is mutter to erect on Shabbos. But that's not relevant to a person. But Adam, the Kalim, Misham Alei. Did he also say that the sukkah is not kosher? Not true.
Adam could run away.
Rabbi Meir holds that if a person stands there, or a utensil is put in the position to be a wall of a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Now, if it's going to be a kosher sukkah, then the result of your lamdah should come out that it's going to be aser to make on Shabbos. Once something has significance, it's choshev, that it makes a wall, it makes a sukkah kosher, the consequence of that is that it's going to be aser to erect on Shabbos. So the question over here is, how can the braisa be matir? There's another braisa that says that you're allowed in Kerem, reading over the parish, Ketzad Matir Braisa Lasser Stefel Sukkah B'Shabbos Alidei Hamodos Adam or Alidei Zekifa Mita. Ziva Samita. If Rabbi Meir indeed holds an oil arai is osur, then how are you allowed to put a person in position and a utensil in position to be the fourth wall? That is a violation of oil arai. And yet it says in the Braisa that it is permitted. And we are attributing that to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The only time Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to go make an oil arai is with an animal. He never was matted to make an oil arai with an Adam and Kalim, because an Adam and Kalim would be a kosher wall for a sukkah, and it would be a kosher wall for a sukkah. The lumness would then result that it should be forbidden to use them to put them there because it's a violation of oil arai. And yet it says explicitly in the Brice that it's permitted. Not only is it permitted to use an animal for a wall of a sukkah, it's permitted to use a person or a utensil as a wall of a sukkah.
So is does oil arai logic the same as whether or not you can put up something as a wall of a sukkah? What's the comparison?
What's your question?
Why is it that when you say one rule one way, that automatically means that for a sukkah, you should be allowed to use a...
We have a braisa. The braisa says there are three things that you're allowed to do on sukkahs. You're allowed to put a person in position, an animal in position, and a utensil in position. You're allowed to put them there. So the Gemara wants to know who is the man d'amar that says you're allowed to do this. In other words, you're allowed to make on Yom Tov an oil arai. You're making on Yom Tov an oil arai. You're putting a person, an animal, and a utensil. So the Gemara says this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why is it his opinion? Because he holds an animal is not kosher. Because the animal is not kosher to make the sukkah. So the truth is, it's not a kosher sukkah anyway. If it's not a kosher sukkah, so it's not even called an oil arai. So the Gemara says here, that's good and fine when it comes to the animal. That's not going to help us when it comes to the person and the utensil. Because the person and the utensil does make the sukkah kosher, according to the braisa. But if you're telling that Rimeir is the one that says an oil arai is aser, how then are you allowed to go do it on Yom Tov? That's the question. I'll read you the perush. Adam v'keli b'sham aleho. Im amar. I'm reading you the perush. You don't have this. Ha'im shamat shu poisel zois. We never heard that. That if you use an adam v'keli, it is our understanding that according to Rabbi Meir, if you tell a person to stand there, or if you put a table in that location, then the sukkah becomes kosher. But if that's the case, I'm reading now the perush. Shumi achar u'mechitza keshera. Once this mechitz is so choshev, it's so significant, in that it's machshir the sukkah, that should automatically translate into the halacha that you're building a wall on Yom Tov and it should be forbidden. But yet, the braisa says that all three things are mutter. The braisa says that a person is permitted to stand there, and a table can be put there, and the sukkah is kosher. Why should it? How are you allowed to do it? You're building an oil arai. Since the lumnus of Rabbi Meir is if the wall is choshev to make the sukkah kosher, that automatically becomes a violation of oil arai. Oil arai is aser. So I have another question to ask you. Rabbi Meir, alib de man. This that you tell me according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the animal is no good. Rabbi Meir here says that if you put an animal, let's go back in your lumnus, you only were dealing with the animal. In your understanding, according to Rabbi Meir, when you put the animal in position to be the wall, it is not a kosher sukkah because the animal is going to run away. According to which opinion did Rabbi Meir say? Did Rabbi Meir say that? I'll leave you the parish. The yod yesh lahakshes af im leimash shel shitas Rabbi Meir ein kan tikun sukkah shel mitzvah. It's not kosher. It's not a kosher sukkah. Lufi shavahim apusula. That's exactly the problem. No, we're saying you train the animal. The animal's a lazy animal. The animal has been professionally trained that it's not supposed to move away. It doesn't matter. That's exactly the point. If the animal indeed would be tied down, then it would be good. Over here, we're dealing with an animal that's not tied down. And we're saying over here that it's not going to be a kosher sukkah. And because it's not a kosher sukkah, that's why it's permitted to put the animal in this position. It's totally zeh b'zeh. That's the lumnus of this whole Shtigl Gemara. These are two halachas that are totally zeh b'zeh. We have a prohibition to erect an oil arai. The only time it is forbidden to erect an oil arai is if it's significant. What is the determining factor of it being significant? If it's good enough to make the sukkah kosher. If the sukkah is kosher, it's significant, then it triggers a prohibition of oil arai. If it's insignificant because the sukkah is posel, then it's not called an oil. and therefore it's permitted to erect this thing. So right now we only focused on the animal. The animal is not a kosher wall. If it's not a kosher wall, it's not called an oil arai, and you can put it up on Yom Tov. But if it would be a kosher wall, for example, if it would be an Adam, a human being, or it would be a table, it would be a kosher wall for a sukkah, then it would be forbidden to put into position on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, this lamdis is according to which man the Amar, Liba the man, according to which opinion, and the Gemara explains, are we going according to Rabbi Eliezer? Is he following Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is the one that spoke about the sugya of oil arai, and he was the one that said that you're never ever allowed to build an oil arai no matter what. L'hoisef nami osu. It's also even to add. So the thing over here is, your whole premise doesn't make any sense. Let's explain. You're saying that if the animal is not kosher to make the sukkah, is not good enough to make the sukkah kosher, so it's not called an oil arai, and you can put up an animal in position on Yom Tov. It's not true, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's so machmir in the laws of oil arai, he doesn't even allow you to be moisef. If you already have a tent and you just want to expand it within a temporary way, Rabbi Eliezer says it is categorically forbidden. So the Gemara assumes that if it's forbidden to be moisef, certainly it is forbidden to create a brand new wall, even if the wall is not halachically significant for the laws of sukkah. The chiddush of being permitted, the chumrah of being forbidden to add to an oil arai, to be moisif an oil arai, is weaker than putting an animal, making an animal as a wall. It's weaker. And if Rabbi Eliezer says that even that is forbidden, certainly it will be forbidden to take an animal and use it as a wall, even though this type of wall is an insignificant wall. And the proof that it is insignificant is because it's not kosher for a sukkah. So Nachmo, Alib the man, you're telling me now that you can put an animal as a wall up on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. Really? According to who? This chiddush of Rabbi Meir has to follow one of his teachers, even though Rabbi Meir is a Tana. There are many generations of Tanoim, and one of the teachers of Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Eliezer. That was one of his Rebbeim. Rabbi Eliezer is very, very machmir when it comes to the laws of oil. He alibed Rabbi Eliezer, l'hoisef nami osur. Ela alibed Rabbanan. So it must then be that when Rabbi Meir said the chiddush, that an insignificant wall like an animal that's not kosher to be a wall for a sukkah, that type of wall you can erect on Shabbos, is going like the Rabbanon, that permit a person to add to a pre-existing oil. Not so fast. Amar de Amri Rabbanon lehoisif. The only time the Rabbanon permit a person to take a pekak, a piece of plywood, and to put it in the window, that's because the wall is a vertical wall, it's already 90% closed, and you just want to add to a pre-existing wall. We have no source that one of the teachers of Rabbi Meir, in this case the Rabbanu, would permit to fashion a wall out of nothing, a wall that doesn't exist. There is no wall. And now for the very first time you are creating a wall. Yeah, very nice. The wall that you're creating is not a halachically significant wall because it's not valid when it comes to the laws of sukkah. But nevertheless, it is a wall. You did create a wall. And Rabbi Meir cannot be better than his teachers, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Eliezer certainly would reject this because Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's forbidden even to be moisef on a pre-existing wall. And even the Rabbanim that permit making an oil arai on Shabbos, they only permit making an oil arai when you're being moisef. We have no source that they permit you to fashion for the very first time an oil arai. So there's something fundamentally wrong over here. L'chatchila mi'omar, did the Rabbanan say that you could make a new wall for the very first time? So the Gemara says, Eloha v'ho Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have completely rejected through and through this very bizarre attempt. We have two braisos. that discuss the laws of making a sukkah, of making a sukkah on Yom Tov. I have two brises. We have a stira when it comes to the halach of making oil arai, to make an oil arai on Shabbos. We wanted to suggest that the machlokes between the two tanoim is a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it's osur. That's going like the brise that says that it's osur, and one the brise that says that it's mutter is going like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that you're allowed to erect an animal, and because the animal it's not kosher for a sukkah, that's why it's not going to be really called a real oil. And the Gemara slugged this up through and through. And Rashi, look at the Rashi, very important Rashi. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi is very critical. This Rashi, because Rashi really discusses all of the other issues. Back in the Rashi, Deloy, it's a little bit less than halfway down. It's a very hard Gemara. We're learning over here tonight one of the hardest dafim in the entire Shas. I'm on daf memdal of an aleph. I'm a memdal. You don't even know what daf we're up to?
No, I'm just saying when you're going back to Rashi.
Memdal of an aleph. Memdal at 44. Do you know that on Yom Kippurim you say al chait 40. There are 44 al chaits. Did you know that? 44 al chait shechot hanu lefanecha. You know why they're 44? Because of this daf. Daf Memdal Masecht Ervin. Misha Hoitzi Uhu. Who took you out? Memdal Ervin is the Ruach Ra, the Yetzahara, took you out of doing mitzvahs, doing Avera. Al Chet 44. How many times does the Kohen Gadol sprinkle blood on Yom Kippurim? From the Dama Par, Dama Sawyer. 44 times. Seven times the par, seven times the sor inside, seven times of each on the pareches, four on the four corners of the mizbeach chazav, seven times al tihara shel mizbeach, you mix the blood together, and one time on the side of the mizbeach achitzain, 44 times. The 44 applications of blood translate for us into 44 al chetz. Al chet shechatanu lefanecha ba'inis v'ratzain. Vayit in Rashi. Rashi says the lav midi kovid. It's a little bit less than halfway down. The cave on the loy misakim l'sukkah. Here's where the Gemara started off. Here's our first attempt. We have a machlokes. Are you permitted to make on Shabbos and Yom Tov an oil arai? And we want to say that Rabbi Meir is the one that permits a person to make on Shabbos and Yom Tov an oil arai. Why? Because Rabbi Meir says that you are permitted to put an animal in position for the wall of the sukkah. So what's the lumnus? What's the raya? The raya is because the truth is when you put the animal there, it's not a kosher wall. The lav midi ka'ovit. The kevon since, the loy misakein l'sukkah, since the sukkah is not kosher, af al gav de ovid oil shari. You cannot deny the fact that you did a physical act of building. That's undeniable. You put an animal in position and you have created a wall. That is an undeniable fact that is real. However, when it comes to the laws of sukkah, it's pasul. So since it's pasul, the kosavar, he holds oisin oil arai. The hoil since, the loy misakin sukkah, since over here you did not, the sukkah is not kosher, eina elo oil arai. Vishari, and it's mutter, so you see that it's permitted on Shabbos to make an oil arai. The fact that he permits a person to put an animal in as a wall, since the sukkah is not kosher, if it's not kosher, that makes it into arai temporary, and it's that. That's why it's mutter. Then Rashi, here's the critical part of Rashi. The more Rashi basically says, I don't know. Rashi basically here is saying, I really don't know. What in the world the Gemara is talking about? This is the way Rashi is saying to us, this Ikar Chosar Min HaSefer. What in the world is the Gemara doing here when we have a contradiction between two brises? One bris says you're allowed to make an oil arai, and one bris says you're not allowed to make an oil arai. And the bris that says you're allowed to make an oil arai is going like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to put an animal in position to be for the sukkah. When you're putting the animal in that position, what are you doing? What are you doing in essence? In essence, what you're doing is In essence, someone is calling me now. I have to send back. I'm sorry, I can't talk now. I'll call you back soon. So someone is putting in position. Someone is putting in position a wall. And the fact that the wall is not kosher makes it into a lamdisha oil arai. So Mimela, we have a raya that Rabbi Meir is the one that permits a person to make an oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rashi says, I don't know what you're talking about. V'akati tuva ikal mifrach halah. You can ask on this statement of the Gemara many, many questions. So many questions, we'll be here the whole night going through all the questions. First of all, it says here in the Braisa that you're permitted. When it says in the Braisa that you can make an oil arai, it means you can make an oil arai that's a kosher sukkah. The Braisa that says that you're permitted to make an oil arai is also discussing the laws of sukkah. And there it says the purpose of making this oil arai is that you should be permitted to eat and drink and to sleep in this location. So what in the world is the Gemara doing over here? The one that says you can make an oil arai is the Shita. The one that says that you can make the oil arai is going like Rabbi Meir, who holds that it's not kosher for a sukkah. What are you talking about? It is kosher, we need to discuss a case of where it is kosher for a sukkah. Because according to your alumnus, you're telling me about an animal that's not kosher for a sukkah. The implication is, if the animal, the brayis itself says beferish, where it is kosher for a mechitza. So the Gemara Sarashi says, you're right. There are so many questions we can really ask on this statement of the world. This statement doesn't make one bit of sense. However, we have many, many questions to ask on this. Ad demafkinan la mitame, until we uproot this attempt. So what was the Gemara trying to do to begin with? It seems to me the Rashi here is saying that there's something fishy here in this Gemara. It's Rashi's way of saying there's something fishy, which requires more hesber. Okay, now we go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, fine, we're done with that. Now let's go and find a new answer to answer the stira. We have two braises. One braises says you can make an oil arai, and one braises says that you cannot make an oil arai. And we're discussing an oil arai that's a valid for sukkah. Valid. It's a good oil. It's a geshmak oil arai. It's a geshmak. It's robust. It's strong. It works to make the sukkah kosher, but it's still arai because the person's not going to stand there forever. Eventually, he's going to go home. He's going to have to go, and he's putting a table there. Eventually, the table is going to be taken away, so it's an oil arai. But in the meantime, it makes the sukkah kosher. And one braisa says it is permitted, and one braisa says it is forbidden. So the machlokes obviously is, are you allowed to make an oil arai on Yom Tov, yes or no? And don't go tell me that the machlokes will be a machlokes between, and we, one thing that we do know, we have a chachamim, and we have a Rebbe Eliezer, and both of them do not seem to indicate that you can do this. The common denominator of the Rabbanon and Rebbe Eliezer is that you're not allowed to make on Shabbos and Yom Tov an oil arai. They disagree if you can be moisif to an oil arai, but not to fashion a brand new oil arai. And this braisa says that you can make an oil arai for the very first time on Yom Tov. How then are we going to answer? So the Gemara says, here is the answer. The answer is, Ela ha v'ha Rabbanon. The answer is, they're both going like the Rabbanon. Havah Rabbanon, both brides, V'kelem akelem lekosho. How are we going to answer? The Rabbanon say, how can you answer? The Rabbanon l'chayr only matter to be mois, if not to make. Ha b'doifin shalishis, ha b'doifin revius. Hear a chiddush? That's the answer. When does the bride say that you let go make a wall? That's when you come in to make the fourth wall. When the bride says that you're not going to make a wall, that's when you're making the third wall.
Why should be any discussion about a fourth wall? Sukkah is kosher with three walls.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. The sukkah is already kosher. So what you're doing now, you're not enhancing the halacha one bit. Your actions are not affecting the halachic status of the structure. Therefore, that's why it's going to be permitted. It's an insignificant addition. But if indeed what you do would be significant in the fact that it would change the halachic status of the structure, then it would be forbidden. That's how we answer this stira. Dekanami diktani nafal doifna. It says Nafal Doif Neshmam. Now look at Rashi. What do you mean over here? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Dibur Hamaskil towards the very bottom. Elaha v'ha Rabbanan. V'ha Diktani Nafal Doif Na Lo Yamid Ba. The Braisa that says that you're not allowed to do so. It's B'doifin Shalishis, where you're putting up the third wall. Dibishtei Defanes Ein Kari Oyel. Two walls is not called a structure. V'chi Avid Ba Doifin Shalishis Mashvili Oyel. The other price that says that you're allowed to erect a wall out of a sukkah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, this is nothing more than an addition. It's beautiful because Rabban hold this oichet together. This oichet together of a gather of hoisafa, just like you put the pakak on the chaloin, that's called the hoisafa, that's called mosifin. So too, when the sukkah is already kosher, already three walls, the eating a fourth wall, that's called the hoisafa. It's going to be permitted. Vayit in the Gemara, yeah. What's the raya? Deikonami, when the bride that says that it's us with the third wall fall down. Deikonami, the hoduktani also b'doifin shlishis koi. Deiktani, it says nafal doifna. It says it fell down. De mashma doifin shehi niteres ba. It's doifin doifna doifna. It's wall. Okay, doifna. The doifin shi niteres ba revius lo havi tikun sukkah. The fourth wall is not a tikun sukkah. The tnan v'she'en la sholish tefanes psula hagimel kishera. A sukkah does not need to have four walls. Okay, a sukkah is a diras arai. It's not a diras keva. A diras arai only needs to have three walls. Therefore, it says doifna, which is an implication. It's wall. It's wall, which means the primary wall, which makes it kosher. Shmamino, gevaldik. Okay, el adam adam kosher. It's not so fast. We answered kalim. The kalim is for kalim. What about adam? Why is it a kosher? Rashi el adam adam kosher. Rashi in the next page. We turn the page now. Daf Mem Dalam is everyone. Well, our listeners out there in the world, worldwide, world, all of the thousands and millions of people that are listening to our show, we now ask them all to wake up, and turn the page. The most important thing about Daf Yomi is to turn the page. You should be able to say after many years that you turn many pages. That's the ikar. And what does it say? We have a steer, top Rashi on the page says Ella Odom Adavar Kashi Rashi. The beish shlamim mita mita ikalit to ritzay kedikam the tani viyiskayif esa mita bedayif and reviyis kama daketani ba shleit hipol chama alames ve'ala oichlin alma daketani ba shleit hipol chama the sunshine fall al hames ve'al oichlin alma lav lachshuri tsuka osi ela osi. So that's not coming for a sukkah. Ella Adam, Hakatani Kadesha Yachal Vishta. I don't understand what he means over here. What's going on over here? What's the Gemara's question? Nachamol the Rashi. Ella Adam Adam Kasha. The Bishloim Amita, Amita Iko Literutse Kiduka Amrit. When it comes to the contradiction between the beds, are you allowed to stand up the bed on Shabbos for the first time to make a wall? We can answer. The Hod Detani Vishkafes Amita, Bedoifen Revius Ka'amar. That's discussing to make the fourth wall of a sukkah. And that's why it's mutter. The Haketani book is in that very same braisa. So what does it say? It says there, why do you want to stand up the bed? You want to stand it up for multiple reasons. Either you want to make you want to use it for the wall of a sukkah, the fourth wall of a sukkah, or you want to use it that the dead body should not shade. That the sun should not shine on the dead body and cause it to decay. And that obviously you're not doing anything halachic. If you're using a bed and you're standing it up to prevent the sun shining on the dead body and decaying, that is not a halacha. That's just a practical matter. If you have a sukkah, you want to make a kosher sukkah and you want to go use the bed to make it into a halachic sukkah, to make the third wall, you're accomplishing a major feat. You're creating a halachic sukkah. Then it's going to be forbidden to erect the bed. But if your purpose of erecting the bed is to make a fourth wall, or your purpose is to prevent the sun shining on the dead body, that's not a halacha, that's the practical matter. Or you want Or you don't want the food to decay. You don't want the sun to shine down on delicate food that in the sun will cause the food to dry out too quickly and smell. Alma lav lach shuri sukkah osi. So therefore, when it says the bed, the brisa, you can erect the bed, we're not discussing making the bed a sukkah kosher sukkah. Just like when those other halachas, not discussing a halachic nafkamina. Ela adam hakitani. But in that brisa that says that you're allowed to erect the person, tell the person, you, shleimi, you stand there, stand erect, get up, stand up, amoid. Who's going to be the chasen Torah? Shleimi, are you going to be the chasen Torah and simchas Torah in your house? You do akafis around your bed? You going to go to shul and simchas Torah?
Will I go to shul and simchas Torah?
You're going to go around, have kafis over your dining room table? You're going to hold the Gemara. You take the Masechta Erevin and you go around. Ono Hashem, Hashiona, Ono Hashem, Hatzlichona. On Hashem Aneinu, V'yoyim Koreinu, Ay, 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 Corona. You have what you
say. Aneinu, V'yoyim Koreinu.
You have, it's Oyoyoy, Corona, Oyoyoy, Corona, Oyoyoy. It's not Aneinu this year, it's Oyoyoy. You have all the things that you can say privately, the red, the green. The green you can say, the red you can't say, the blue, right? You have the color scheme. What are you allowed to say in davening? El adam el adam agatani kedei sheyachal yishav yashin alma lemeibach bechayva sukkah oikmei dehasam. The gimel gvarma lalu hein mitzvah sukkah. Those three things of eating, drinking, and sleeping of sukkah. Alma doifen shlishi hagichaseri. You're missing the third wall. The doifen revius lehavel mitzvah b'bakir amrina. The afal gav of oil shari, it's mutter. So therefore, we may go with some very, very fine diukim here in this piece of Gemara. We have here a contradiction between two braisos. We have a contradiction between two braisos. And the braisa there mentions that you're permitted to tell a person to stand in position so that the sukkah will be kosher. He can eat, he can drink, and he can sleep. Eating, drinking, and sleeping are three halachas that are miyuchad for sukkah. And we're saying that it's permitted to do so. Obviously, we're coming over here to make the third wall. And we're saying that it's permitted. So this is contradiction. When it came to the meat and the mita, we were able to give an answer that the meat over here is the fourth wall. When it came, is the fourth wall. When it comes to the animal, didn't say animal. Did it say animal? You put an animal, we can say that it's an animal, we can say that's not even a kosher mechitza, the animal. The animal anyway is not going to be gold. They don't have to come out. But it's other kosher, because it's mash in the brayis that when you're using a person, you're using the person to make the sukkah kosher for real. And our whole answer is based on the premise that it's the fourth wall. The way we answer, the brayis mentions a couple of things. It mentions a person, it mentions an animal, and it mentions utensils. So when it comes to the utensils, the way we answer the stira, if you're putting the utensils to make the fourth wall, or you're putting the utensils to make the third wall. But you can't give me that answer when it comes to the Adam. Because when it says Adam, that you're allowed to put the Adam, it's clearly mash in the brayis. The purpose of putting the Adam there is to make a third wall. And yet it says that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? In the other brayis it says that it's osir. El Adam Akasha. The Gemara answers, Adam Namir Lekasha Kan Ladas Kan Shloimi Das. Does the person know that he's being abused? Rashi over here says, Ladas Shahoimit Sham Yodea Shalashem Makitsa Hemidu Sham Osir Shalodas Mudum Dimishum Asias Oil Leka Lemaymar Den Derch Binyan Bakach Avul Kli Derch Binyan Bakach Hu Hegel Dolphin Shalishis Osir. Tremendous Chiddush. Incredible Chiddush. That a person, Be'etzem, in this instance, he's being the third wall. He's making the sukkah kosher. He's the third wall. And yet it's going to be permitted. You know why? Because he does not know that he is being used. He's being played for a fool. He doesn't know. So since he does not know, it's extremely unusual to do something like this. Be'etzem, it's an oil arai. And since it's so unusual, it seems that Rashi over here is telling us a chiddush that there's a combination. Number one, it's an oil arai. And number two, it's something that's so unusual. And something that's so unusual, when it's oil arai, it's going to be permitted. But if the person knows that he is being the oil, then we look at it as an ordinary oil arai, and that case is going to be forbidden. Kang ladas, kang shlomi das. Aha, Rabbi Nechemia berei Rabbi Yechanilai ladas hava. Now we go back to the very beginning of the Gemara. When we started this Gemara in the previous staff, there was a Ma'is HaShahoya, where a person, he found himself outside the Tchum on Shabbos, and they went to ask, they told the Rebbe, Rav Nachman, the Talmud, your Talmud is bitzar. He is in a matzav of pain. He is in pain. What pain? What does he need? Go give him an Advil. No, the pain he's in is outside the Tchum. He stepped outside the Tchum. He's not going to walk more than Dalet Amos. So he told him, I have a solution for you. Take the Talmidim, go to the fire department, and tell all of the firemen to go out to him, and they should stand around him in a circle, and they shall sing a dance and cheer him up. And while they're singing and dancing in a circle, they'll create a wall around him, and that wall will now allow him to come inside back into the Mechitzais. Lohayu yamim tayvim li shol ketuba of v'yom ha-kipurim shabem b'nois or yaitzais lekramim, and they danced in a circle. Why did they dance in a circle? Because there was a bachor who was outside the tchum. He needed to come into the tchum. So they made for him a mechitz of dal, of four walls. He can walk back into the tchum. Flek the Gemara. But they're doing ladas. They know what they're going there for. And we just conclude, if you know that you're being used to make a mechitz, it's forbidden. The only time it's permitted is when you do not know that you're being used for this purpose. But if you know that you're being used for this purpose, it's categorically forbidden. It's how you can answer the kasha. The Gemara says, no, you got the story wrong. Shalomi das hava. It was shalomi das. The Talmid, the Taka, did not know what they were being used for. They were told, we're going to have a shir. He told the Talmidim, let's go. It's Chodesh Tishrei. It's Aser Simei Teshuvah. Hisboididus. Let's go out into the forest to practice Hisboididus. And they listened to him. And they came out and they told them, the way we're going to do this, brothers, we're going to stand in a circle. Happens to be, there was Rabbi Chanina ben Rachin Nechinilai was there in the center. And that was enough to bring him back inside. Weiter, fighting Rav Chista mil das hava. Oh, but Rav Chista knew what was going on. Rav Chista was one who orchestrated this entire thing. So it is ladas. Even though the people were shlo ladas, but it was orchestrated by a person who was ladas. So the Gemara says, so what? Rav Chista shlo ben Avin hava. He was not part of the people that stood in the circle in order to create a mechitz around him to come back inside. Good? We learned Mamash and Kredel Gemara over here. Next Gemara. Okay, it was a very hard Gemara. A very short Gemara. You got it, Shlomi? Shlomi, you got the Gemara? The basic yisur of the Gemara is, we learned about, it is categorically forbidden to make on Shabbos binyan, an oil arai. It is usur. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. If you're allowed to be moisif on an oil arai, but you're not allowed to erect a new oil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the only time we find that we were permitting a person to make an oil on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's only where it's not a halachic oil. Just put up a table in front of the sun so it should not shine on the dead body or on food, or you already have three walls. Those cases, or even if you talk of making it a kosher halachic wall, that's only where it's shaloi ladas. But if it's a person ladas, or the wall that you are erecting is a halachically kosher wall for a sukkah, you're creating something, then oil arai is indeed going to be usur. And the brice that says it's mutter is going only in situation, is going where you're not creating a halachic wall, period. Okay, next sugya. And in the process, we also discussed another machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the sugya of, are you allowed to use an animal to be a wall of a sukkah? The answer according to Rabbi Meir is no. Because the animal's going to go away, but a person at the table, yes, provided, but it's a kosher, but you're not going to make it mamish on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, because you can't make an oil into mechitza, but if it was there before Shabbos, it would be mutter. Vayit, next Gemara, Hanu b'nei genona da'ilu maya b'mechitza shel b'nei odam. It was a maya shahoya. What happened over here? They were genona b'nei chuppah. Hana b'nei genona, what does it mean b'nei genona? People of a chuppah, there was a wedding party. the Ilumaya, they brought water from the Rishus Haram to Rishus Hayachar B'sich Mechitza Shel B'nei Adam. In other words, they needed water for the wedding. So what did they do? They lined up. They made a circle. They made a Mechol Lakram and Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is Zev Shidduchim. It's a... What? And they were able to draw the water from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. That's what they did on the Shabbos. How did Shmuel put them in Shamta? Nagdinu. He flogged them. Nagdinu. What does it mean, Nagdinu? What does it say, Rashi? Nagdinu is a type of Rashi over here. Rashi? I don't see a Rashi. I don't see a Rashi over here. Fine. Shmuel. Shmuel was Nagdinu. He put them in Cherim. Or it means he gave them Malkus. He gave them both. What does it say over here in the parish over here on the side of the Gemara? It says over here, he beat them up. He gave them Malkus. Malkus Mardus. Fine. Omrah, he said, Im Omrah Shaloi Midas. Yomru Ladas. You don't know the halacha. You didn't come to the Daf Yomi on Daf Mem Dalid. Mem Dalid, Amid Beis. The Mesech to Erevin that says that it's going to be also. It's just because Shlomo, they did a Ladas. Next, another Maisa. Naya Maisa. Hana Zike. There was a Naya Maisa with Zike leather containers that were the property of Rava. Hanu Zike, Tavashadion Beristika de Mechuza, that were thrown in the street of Mechuza, okay, which is a Rishus Haram. What happened? The Hadi de Osarav mi Pirke, Rava, that Rava owned, he was the Balabais, he owned these things. Before he came back from the Shir, Alinu Nihale, they brought him inside. What do we mean? What do we mean? What do we mean they brought him inside? The servant of Rava.
Use those people who
inadvertently were standing around Rava, right? They were greeting him. His entourage, like a Rebbe. He was a Rebbe. Rava was like a Rebbe. When he was walking in the street, he went with a throng of people. Like Rabbi Shaul Lehman. He was walking with his Talmidim. Thousands of Talmidim were surrounding him. So they created a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So while they were walking home and it was a Mechitza of Anoshim, the Shamas picked them up, the containers, and he brought them into the house. Fine. He wanted to do it again. So Rava saw what was going on and he stopped him. Why? Because the Talmidim, they saw what happened. You only get one chance to make a first impression. The Talmidim, they saw what he did. They saw that the containers, when they went, were in the street. And now they were got home. They're back in the building. How did they get there? Oh, we were used. Somebody took advantage of us. When we were walking in the street, we made a mechitza, and we wouldn't even realize. And that's how he was able to take them into the house. So next Shabbos, they knew the trick. Next Shabbos, they knew that they were being used. So now the next Shabbos, it becomes Ladas. Aldas Hamokoim, the Aldas Hakol, Anumatim Lhispalehel Imho Avaryonim. Who are the Avaryonim in the Shul, Shlemi? Who? It says, Aldas Hamokoim Das Hakol, Yeshiva Shalmail, Yeshiva Shalmata, Anumatim Lhispalel Imho Avaryonim.
We hire
Avaryonim
to come to the shul.
Who are the Avaryonim? Who are they? That I mean, Mispal in the Beis HaKnesses. Can the Avaryonim please raise their hands?
Yeah.
Ani?
The definition of Avaryonim, the people who are
Iver? Transgressors.
Transgressors,
Ivers. The Ivers. Vaita. Alenu, so therefore, of the Havle Kildas, the Osir, Levi Il Le Tivna. Levi, what did he do? He brought in Tivna straw. What's Tivna? Levi brought in straw from the Rosh Hashanah of Yachid, fine. Did this technique with the people that were going to him. Ziri, that was a person, they brought Aspasta. Okay, Shachas, no, it's just animal food. Maya. he took advantage of these techniques as long as the people did not know that they were being used for this purpose, it is permitted. Good? Next Mishnah. Mi shiyatza b'rishos b'rishos v'amru loy kvar nasa maisa. A person went out b'rishos and they told him, v'nasa maisa yesha apayim ama. And why did he go to b'rishos? Rashi, go to l'edis ha-chodesh. Now we're discussing testimony. Person is coming to testify and he saw the new moon. So the halacha is you're allowed to go outside the tchum in order to testify on Shabbos. And then as it's already passed the tchum, they tell him, guess what? We don't need you anymore. People witness already, they testify, you're done. The law is you get now a new tchum. You get $2,000 from the place where you stop. If you're still in the tchum, they find you don't need to go, like you never left. Call ayetzim lahatzil chozer mukam the nay halacha, a nayedin, a nay unfang. This is hatzala. This is the makar for hatzala. If you go on a hatzala call, you're allowed to go back home. You're allowed to go back home. It'd be machalal Shabbos to go back home. It's a package deal. Why? What? That's what it says. Call a yoitzim lahatzel chazim lukam lukam Rashi. Rashi that says keep lukam lukam.
Going back home is a question of
chum. Yeah, chum. Let's say all chum is doraisa. No, it's not so easy. Get an Uber. It's not so easy to get a car to take you back home. What?
That's the Uber Yerachimai. What is it going to do
then? I can't hear. What did you say? Uber, Yerich, Imai, what does it have to do with anything?
What does Uber have to do with it? That's what I'm saying. What does Uber have to do?
Hatzala. A guy goes in that Hatzala call. He gets in the ambulance, he takes the guy, they need people in that Hatzala. Mm-hmm. So the guy goes there to the hospital and he's metabol with the person and then he's finished. How does he go home now? Oh, you can't drive back. You can't drive back.
Because it's Chum.
Chil Shabbos. So Chum is also Chil Shabbos.
Otherwise, you won't go the next time when you need to.
Oh, very good. So the Zelbazach, same thing. Let's see the Gemara.
This is the Darabonah that they said.
We had a Machlaikis in the Gemara. It's Chum Darai, it's Chum Darabonah. It's not so posh that it's the Darabonah. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My im hayu besechat chum ukilu lo yotz." What does it mean that the person was in the chum in kilu yotz? I'm a rabba. Hachi kam im hayu besechat chum shalai kilu lo yotz mitoch. Mitoch beisai. We're going to talk about. Im haye besaych tchum shaloi, ki il lo yatsa mitoch beisai dami. What does that mean? It means like you're in your house. Push it. Right? Simple. Rashi, look at Rashi. Like you never left. Pshita, mahu, the same ohel, the okar okar. No. You may say that since you're okar, Rashi, Kevon de okar, lot say spirishots, rabbon and tikun le. Rabbanan tikun lei mimakayim shenoymar loy al paim l'chol ruach hachi nami avagav duka betchumay lindoy lemei chasam v'iboy lemei bak leva kamash malon. In other words, maybe even if you're within 2,000 amos, you get a new makayim. You get a new makayim. And if you want to go travel now, in other words, if you're within your tchum of 2,000 amos, why do we say that it's like
the movable tchum, that if you're on the right. Road, on the way, the tchum weighs, you didn't
right.
Finish at a specific spot, you can continue with your tchum and can...
Your new tchum. Your new tchum is the location.
A new place of 2,000 amos all around.
What difference does it make if you find yourself outside 2,000 amos or you find yourself within 2,000 amos? The place... When the music stops, how does the song go? It's a musical chairs. You're traveling wherever you are when they tell you, Sonny boy, we don't need you. It's the story of my life. We don't need you. You're not necessary. You're just a burden upon us. You're just a burden to society. Who needs you? You're not part of the society. So wherever you stop, that's where you get your new tchum. Kamash v'lo, we don't say that. Shita Mad, the same of the other block of Ogar. Kamasha, we don't see that. Next Gemara. Rav Sibar Chi Amar Hachamar, Imhayu to Chumin, Shinas the Loy Chachamim, Muvloy Misrechat Chum Shaloy, Ki Ilu Loyotsa Mituchumoy. Anaya Din, Anaya Unfang. What is this? Look at the Rashi. This is a hard sugi. This is a very complicated sugi. This is over here. Rashi, Rav Sibar Bar Chi Amar Hachamar, Imhayu to Chumin, Shinas the Loy Chachamim. Muvloim besechat chum shaloi ki ilo yatsa mitchumai dami kloima. This is a kloima Rashi. Oh, you have a picture. A picture is worth a thousand words. Ein edoim eshmil riya. So Rashi Aliyah says. So let me look at the picture. Let me see over here. This
between the yellow and the blue line in the middle, there's a common area, which means his chum of the yellow extends a little bit into the tchum from the other way of the blue.
I don't understand that picture. I don't understand that picture. I don't. I need to see the picture better. I don't understand
area,
that picture.
This area here between the yellow and the blue, this smaller area.
Yeah.
It's
overlaps.
It's the tchum of this one and it's in the tchum of this one. It's muvla. This area is in both tchumins.
So if it's muvla, then you get the entire span. It's like you never left. You can go back home.
I don't know if it says that
let's see Rashi. This is a Koloima Rashi. Okay, these are our favorite Rashis. Rashi over here says, Koloima, what does this mean to say? Rabbi Sholim, are you still with us? You're very quiet. You're very quiet. You're shy.
Oh, no, he shows his ears. No?
But he's very quiet. He doesn't say, he's not saying anything. He's not saying anything. Are you here, Rabbi Sholiman? Shalom, Rabbeinu Yisrael, where are you? Houston, he's gone. He went into a new orbit. He's probably listening to another shir now. He probably is listening to Bornstein. All the famous people he's listening to.
Hello, go with throttle up.
I saw in the Mishpacha magazine it says that there are on record, the Aguda has on record 1,048 dafyomi shiurim, and when we are not one of them. So maybe Rabbi Sholim now he went to one of those 1,048 dafyomi shiurim. They probably say better things there. Vaita, look at the Rashi. Kloima, this means to say. Masnisen b'shekvar yotza mituchumai. Asking, going, Erzach is the guy left the tchum. Uche'ilu lo yotza, when it says lo yotza means atuchumin koi. Gedehav esalch lechon eikara. Umayim hoyim b'soichat tchum. What then does it mean b'soichat tchum? Hoki kamar. Im hoyu oisun alpayim, it means if the 2,000 amos, that this new 2,000 amos, he gets in all four directions, they overlap with his original tchum, that's what it means. Okay, that's the chiddush. Okay, very, very nice. Vayitim gemara. So we have over here ready to answer the Rav Simar Chival. Mar Hachi Kamar, Im Hoyi Tchumin, Shinas L'Chacham Mubol, Mesuch HaTchum Shalai Kilo Yatsa Mitchumai, B'mai Kam Miflagi. What is the Machlekes? What's the Shoresh? Shloimi, what's the Makar? What's the essence? The essence of the Machlekes, B'mai Kam Miflagi. What do they disagree with? Mar Sover have lost Tchumin Milsehi, Mar Sover love Milsehi. Anayas Yisoyit, Anayas Sugya. Tonight, we learned the sugya of Havlas Tuchumai. Rashi, what does this mean? It's a long Rashi. Look at this Rashi, the monster Rashi over here. Rashi. Rav Simi Savar Havlas Havlon Milsehi Vikevan de Mivloon Bitchumei. Since he's absorbing this chum, Umimatu Le Legav Tuchumei. Since they overlap, it's like one big tchum.
Right, so like in the picture we see.
The im yatsa, oh, I lost this over here. But the rabba sovar lav milsehi, Helkach loy matzi l'terutze ki ilu lo yotza dimas nisan, b'shkvar yotza chosat chom dim yotza hifzit shivisaz shiyiz veisai, v'kon loy v'makam shenem aloy, v'rabba les loy chodetani nehardoy le'el, v'ipikeach, oh yes, in the kash, like a taisis. Oh, v'ipikeach avi ayel l'tchum, see this gemur the kash, v'ipikeach avi ayel l'tchumoy, kevon, v'kevon d'olol. So Rashi over here is saying over here is that this sugi of havlah is a principle that you must know and agree to in the previous sugya, that when a person he goes outside, when a person, the woman's mice over there, when there, I forgot the exact case in the moment, when we give the person, we let him go back inside. If he has, he needs to go to Beis Akise. Right, a person needs to go. God will cover our brios. That was the sugya. Remember the sugya? Remember we learned what happened like over there before. What happened like more over there was a person. He accidentally he left. Mi shahitziu nochrim, a ruach ra. Right, he went out of the tchum. Remember that sugya? A fellow found himself outside the tchum, and then what happened? He needed to go to the room that does not have a mezuzah. So what did we say? What? What does that mean?
He was standing in the bathroom.
He needed to go to the makam that doesn't have a mezuzah. It cost the most beautiful makam in the house. It cost more than the whole house put together. All of the furniture. It has mirrors. It has porcelain, it has marble, it has plumbing, it has everything you could possibly, water, it's like unbelievable what's in this makom. But one thing, it doesn't have shleimi. It doesn't have a mezuzah. That's the only thing it's missing. It has altz. It's a beautiful room. Tainug, the gresta tainug olam hazeh, is in this room, but it doesn't have a mezuzah. So what did we say? Gadol kavod abriyos, you can go there. And if you're pikeach, so you go to a room like this that is within your original tchum. And if you go to the in that kevon d'olol, wait a minute, that principle of kevon d'olol only works with the yisoid of havlah, murdik.
What's the
end of the sentence? It means honor, dignity, human dignity. Shadoichin loy sa'asei shebetayra.
What?
Shadoichin loy sa'asei shebetayra. Gadol kavod abriyos pushes away a loy sa'asei of a negative prohibition.
Kavod abriyos means
dignity.
COVID
habrios.
By the way, in the beginning of the shiur, you spoke about somebody whose talmid was in Sabi, who's outside his chum. I guess going to the bathroom was not an option.
Say it again?
You said in the beginning of the shiur about somebody whose talmid was in Sabi.
Right.
Outside the chum.
Oh. So no, I guess no. And why not? If he needs to, maybe he doesn't need. If he would need to go, then he would be permitted. Let's say we're discussing.
There's no possibility for Harama either.
I guess that case was going where he didn't need to go to the Beis Akisei until Shabbos was over, or maybe when he'll need to go, but until that point in time, he's not allowed to. Maybe it'll take 3 hours. So for those 3 hours, he's bitzar. Okay, so this is the sugya of havlah. We learned at least something today. We learned about havlah. A kinyan in Torah, havlah. All right, it's time to pray. Pray. Tiskul mitzvahs. Shleimi. Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you. Only because they have nothing else to do.